to In My Heart, a podcast truly about all the things in my heart and finding our freedoms. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. What started in a whirlwind of fashion and beauty turned into art directing, styling, and interior design work, eventually landing him alongside the one and only Oprah for 2 decades, creative director, special correspondent, and host. Adam Glassman has been a guiding voice to all of us. He is always in my heart, and he is here with us today to chat and to explore none other than this year's Oprah's Favorite Things list. Adam, welcome. It is so good to see you.
I'm so happy to see you. I love that intro. My gosh, I may have to steal that as my new bio.
Yeah, it's like my hobby is writing on the side, and I love to write, especially about people that I know. I mean, you really have had a whirlwind career, and you really have been a guiding voice to us all. So I'm so happy to see you. So first, let's just start. We were just chatting before we started the podcast, and we're talking about how quickly time flies. And this year, it's been a year since we sat together and did the guide last year, and I just can't get over that. So tell us a little bit about what you've been up to.
In life or with this Oprah's Favorite Thing?
Your life has been surrounded by Oprah's Favorite Things the last year.
For the last 6 months, my life has been surrounded by Oprah's Favorite Things. I will say I couldn't be happier this year. It's not in my house, where last year when we were in the thick of the pandemic, every box came to my house. I knew first name basis, my UPS and FedEx drivers, and the house just became full of stuff. So this year we came back to the Hearst Tower, to the Oprah Daily offices, a small core team of us, and we did it from here.
Amazing. So last year we did have so many barriers in front of us and you guys were still able to get it out, but it is a big undertaking. And this year we had a bit of a filter, which I love. Initially, well, gosh, it's 25 years now, right? 25 years.
So we wanted this one to be very special. It's 25 years of Oprah's Favorite Things from the show when she first did it on the show. And it all started with one pair of pajamas, believe it or not. Because Oprah just loves to give people stuff. And yes, she just like these pajamas. And from there, it snowballed into Favorite Things as we know it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's been 25 years of Oprah's Favorite Things. I mean, you have to just take a moment, you guys, to think about the unbelievable impact that Oprah has on so many walks of life, but just on businesses alone with her Favorite Things. You know, when Oprah speaks, people listen. And Adam has been there really collecting, curating, understanding new items that are out there, old items that are just need to be rediscovered. And more importantly now, as we have shifted in 25 years and Oprah has shifted, now you start to put a filter on your Favorite Things. Talk to us a little bit about the filter for this year and why you guys feel it's so important.
Well, I will say this. The most important filter that has always been our guiding principle is Oprah herself. They really have to be her favorite things, that she would either use herself or give to other people. So that's always been our filter. But this year in particular, we wanted to be as inclusive as possible. And so we did put a big filter on small businesses because they need it the most. Yep. They need a light shined on them, and women-owned businesses and businesses owned by people of color. So
I love it.
We went very big this year with that filter.
I love it. You know, think about small businesses, you guys, because when I was thinking about this, preparing for Adam's episode, I thought about it for a second and I thought about commercialism and how like, our paper towels, you know, where we get our paper towels where we get them from, and how there are certain things that need commercialization because it's a big, wide, wide world that we have to serve. But when it comes to small businesses and specialty items and those things, there's no other way to go as far as I'm concerned. So I myself seek out small businesses and handmade, homemade, you know, ideas that have come to fruition. So I want to just jump right in and get started. So help us get ready for the holiday season because it's coming in hot, Adam, and I can already smell the turkey cooking.
Well, what I'm going to say first to kick this off, and I want everyone to really hear this, shop early. This year, more than ever, it's really important to shop early. We've all are looking at the news. We know everything that's going on with delays on every level. So it is important to try not to be a last minute shopper.
Yes, that is amazing advice. And I will add that now really is the perfect time. I have started probably, I think maybe even since I met you for the first time with Carol Bradswell at lunch one day, I started shopping early, and it is one of my favorite things to do. So I start shopping for the holiday season really about this time, which is the perfect time for the gift guide to come out. You can, no one's expecting anything in the mail. So no nosy little noses are going to be sniffing around. It's so apropos right now to dive in.
Yes,
so,
when you have children, especially, it's a really good time to do it. They're not aware, as aware.
Exactly. Exactly. So this year, let's talk about some of the favorite things that you found and why they're so special for Oprah this year. Just take it away, Adam.
You want me just to start with a few of them? Or do you
I would like to start with some of them. Yeah, I mean, because I've gotten some of them too, which are, this is my favorite. Okay, he's holding up Step Stitch's Cinnamon Annie doll. This was one of my favorite packages I got. So let's talk about her.
This is great. And I know people are only listening to us, but I want them to go to Oprah Daily to see what these Step Stitches dolls look like. They're reminiscent of vintage dolls from years past, and that's why Oprah really loved them. It is a Black-owned, women-owned business. Stephanie Dean out of Atlanta really just loved the fact that they are vintage. But what she did is she dressed these dolls in modern fabrics and beautiful little dresses that felt sort of very cool and modern for today. So that's what I like about it. And Oprah has always been a big doll collector, so I actually knew she would like these very much. And Stephanie, actually, this is what I love about her. She's a very small business who started on Etsy. Yeah. She started on Etsy, and she sells through Etsy mostly, but our list on Oprah Daily runs through Amazon. So we onboarded her on Amazon. And now even more people can find out about Step Stitches. And she calls them the Cinnamon Annie dolls. As you see, they're different skin tones and brown, and they're just adorable.
These are amazing. So these are, what I love about these is the homemade aspect of it. And I'm really into this time where we need to just draw things back and get a little bit back to basics. And these are handmade. I love that they come in a bunch of different skin colors. That wasn't the case a long time ago, you guys. So again, another forward movement for positivity that we're getting dolls that look like us, not dolls that we have to play with because that's what's provided.
And, you know, Oprah, when she was growing up, there were no dolls that looked like her at all. So she had Barbie, or she had whatever she had, or a relative would hand make a doll similar to these in a skin tone that was similar to Oprah's. And that's when she started collecting dolls, actually, when she would hunt all around the world to find brown skin dolls, which was hard to find. Now they are. But I real shout out to Stephanie because she is a former elementary school teacher and a social worker. And now this is her passion, making dolls.
I love Stephanie Dean and your Step Stitches Cinnamon Annie dolls. They're beautiful. I love mine. I'm going to cherish it. And no one gets it but me. She's going right on my pillow.
Okay. The next thing I'm going to talk about.
I love this.
Gorgeous nail polishes. And that's when you and I first started talking with Carol, because you guys had an idea for nail polish.
That's right.
Yes. This is from a company called Michaud Beauty. They're called nail lacquers. The owner of this company is Kaitja King. She's out of Washington, D.C. She started as a makeup artist. And this is what I love about her business. She started as a makeup artist, and she got pregnant and having a baby, obviously, and she was doing her nails, but she didn't want to use nail polish with all the toxins in it.
Yep.
So she created her own that is age free of all the toxins. So they are organic and they are vegan and you name it. They're great for you. But what we love is that she curated for us a gift set of 7 of the most perfect neutrals.
I can't even tell you when I open this. First of all, I do not wear nail polish anymore because I can't keep vegan in my, you know, in stock. I can't find it. And when I go to the nail salon, and then I also find weird colors. So not only is she a mom, right, but she's also got a degree in chemistry. So she really put together nail polishes for people like me who really want to wear nail polishes, but my nails were being destroyed from nail polish and I just gave up on it. I said, no more for me. And now I'm back because this is clean luxury. And I think she actually won awards for this. I love these nail polish. And this is a beautiful set, a gorgeous gift.
It's a gorgeous gift. And, you know, like you said, like funny, funky nail colors do not speak to Oprah. What she loved about this is that these are the perfect neutrals, no matter what your skin tone, no matter what event you're going to, you can't go wrong. And I'm just going to give you a tip too, by the way, for all those people out there, your hands look longer and leaner when you match the color of your nail to something similar to your natural skin tone. And it just makes your fingers look longer and more beautiful and elegant. So I love that. And she created this box for us. And it's just a great gift. You could just add a bow and bring this over to someone.
That's what I love about a lot of the packaging. These are so giftable. And you would think, why am I going to give someone nail polish? Well, if you know someone who loves nail polish and you know someone who you care about that you want them to be using clean beauty, there's not a more beautiful nail polish set out there. I am so excited about this. The beauty industry is a highly toxic industry. And so I'm really excited to see her revolutionize such a gorgeous product.
Okay. Next up, my friend Heather, are these beautiful, beautiful bath salts. I wish you could see right here from this.
Okay, so these are by Voyage. Yeah, I have these bath salts and I can't say enough about them. And when I got this jumbo size, I shrieked.
You shrieked, right. In Oprah's favorite scent, which is grapefruit. Here it's in French, it says pamplemousse, but that means grapefruit. And it's a company called Voyage AC. It is started by Melanie Apple. And you may remember her. She was a fashion designer originally many years ago. And she turned into a bath salts and candle maker. And they're gorgeous. The scents are gorgeous. And these are the kind of things, you know, I always say this and people laugh. You might knit or I might collect stamps as hobbies. Oprah's hobby is bathing. Truly, her hobby is bathing, and she loves beautiful things around her when she's in her bathtub. These bottles are beautiful. You're not embarrassed to have them out on your counter.
No.
And the scents are luxurious.
Now, and I love that about Oprah because it may speak to Ashley why she's so cool, calm, and collected all the time. Because just like me, Melanie moved from fashion into wellness. And so there's something to be said about that. Like working in the fashion industry, working in these very high-paced industries, really taking some time out is one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves. And that is wellness. And so you're really creating a relaxing at-home spa experience for you. Anybody that you buy this gift to for it, there, it's Dead Sea mineral salts. They're infused with aloe vera and chamomile and passion flower. I mean, these are botanical. So they're gorgeous. They have beautiful scents. They're not overwhelming. And I can tell you, I took a bath in mine last night and I felt so amazing when I got out of the bath. I was like, do I want to put on my cat pajamas or do I want to get dressed up and go have a drink?
Or both. You could do both these days. I mean, this sweet orange and turmeric one is just intoxicating.
And the glass containers, really, they are, they look, I could not wait to put it on my bath because like Oprah, my bath is my paradise.
Well, this is a funny, funny story. This is how much we work with small businesses. We were considering these last year, but she did not have her glass jars really well perfected, so to speak. Yeah. And she perfected them and over the year, and they made it on Oprah's list this year.
It's not a more beautiful gift, you guys, than to give someone the gift of wellness and relaxation. And that brings us right to our next item, which is, again, one of my favorites. And I don't know if you know this, but Adam started the show by explaining that Oprah started Oprah's favorite things with pajamas. So this is a woman way before the coronavirus, we knew that name, was in love with lounging and pajamas. And so she has the cat's meow of pajamas. And I'm here to tell you, there's nothing more beautiful than this Luxe Pima pajama set that you're about to tell us about.
Absolutely. I mean, they are called the cast pajamas. So for the people that are listening, what we loved about them, they're like a crisp white shirt, which is Oprah's favorite outfit to wear as a white shirt. And if she could, she'd wear pajamas all day long, truthfully. It's a small business. It's a husband and wife who own it. They bought it from the original owners. The husband was a finance person. The wife, a psychiatrist. They just fell into this business. And they have beautiful tastes. They have beautiful tastes and sensibility. They work in Peru, between LA and Peru, with the finest cottons. Their prints are beautiful. I mean, these today are like white, pink, and blue. But also, if you go online to see their stuff, their prints are beautiful. They're luxurious. I've had my eye on them for a while, actually, and they made it this year.
I love these. When I saw these pajamas, I just knew right away that they were Peruvian cotton. I just by feeling, because I'm a fashion designer. So you guys, the Most Luck cotton comes out of Pima, Lima, Peru, and Pima. They're Pima cotton pajamas, and they wear beautifully. And when you get these in the box, the whole gifting experience.
And they wash beautifully too.
That's right.
Wash and dry beautifully. There's nothing better than a cotton pajama. And I will say, you know, as just sort of a fun fact, the sales manager of this company, Joanne, has been hawking us for years to do something with them. And she's been in the business and she remembers you when you had your business years ago from the trade show circuit.
Yeah. So
she's excited that we were doing it finally now. But this is the year the Cats pajamas made it, because they also, they raised the bar of pajamas, so to speak. These are the most luxurious, yet not so expensive, truthfully.
Right.
A lot of the high-end designer cotton Pima pajamas are in the hundreds range. These are just $120. And in fact, if you use code Oprah, you get 20% off. I'm doing a shameless plug for that.
No, you have to.
Yes, exactly.
No, because I do want to say that that's a really good point. Now, so these are one of my favorite things out of the gift guide this year, because I think that, first of all, the packaging, that it's run by a husband and wife team. They're based out of Venice, California, right here in the USA. They're working with the best cotton that you can, and they're providing a beautiful luxury gift set. I have these pajamas and I'll like tuck them up. I'll fold them up and I'll tuck them up under my pillow. You know what I mean? I'll wear them a couple times a night. Like, you know, this isn't the t-shirt that you're washing and wearing. These are something that you could really travel beautifully with.
If you're creative, you're a creative type, you could even get these pajamas early, bring them to your local embroiderer and have someone embroider like initials on the cuffs or right on the pocket, which I think is always nice, a personalized.
Wow. Great idea, Adam. Embroider. You can absolutely do that. And then you're helping another local person who's doing the seamstress and the embroidery. I love that. And don't forget, all of this stuff is at Oprah Daily. So you have to go to @OprahDaily, because the whole list is there and it's 20% off the code Oprah. So make sure we can use that. And we'll talk about that at the end too. I know y'all have heard of Warby Parker. But did you know it was founded with a rebellious spirit and lofty goal? And that was to create boutique quality eyewear at revolutionary prices. And they did it. They offer eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. Don't let your FSA or HSA dollars go to waste. Put them to good use on Warby Parker. Prescription glasses, prescription sunglasses, contact lenses, blue light filters, and eye exams. Warby Parker's styles range from extra narrow to extra wide. So there's a shape for all faces, but here's where it's at. You don't have to guess. You can simply try Warby Parker at home for free. It's awesome. You order 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home for free for 5 days. And there's no obligation to buy. It ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. I love going out on a limb and trying styles I might not ordinarily even consider if I just had to purchase at the click of a button. And then I did the same for my husband. One for you, one for me. Try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free for yourself at warbyparker.com/inmyheart. Their glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses. Warby Parker designs and develops a quality product, there's no doubt. And man, I love the variety of choices in fit, color, and shape, and the home try-on program, it's the bomb. I took selfies and I got my friends to chime in, which left me at a tie for 2 pair. Try your 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/inmyheart. And maybe just one won't be enough for you either. This holiday season, if you want to give a gift that will last forever and preserve the history and stories that make the loved ones and the people in your life around you so special and unique, StoryWorth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories forever. Here's how it works. Every week, Storyworth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or, if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? After 1 year of prompting and gathering, Storyworth will compile all the stories, including photos, into a beautiful hardcover keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. I immediately got one for my mom, and we're getting her to write out our family history to share now together and for lifelong memories when we're not. Reading the weekly stories helps connect you with loved ones, no matter how near or far apart you are. We discovered we have a fascinating family burial ground that has a hotel built around it, and it's part of the hotel's history. With Storyworth, I'm giving those that I love the most a thoughtful and personal gift from the heart, and I'm preserving their stories and memories for years to come, and that's a gift that's priceless. Go to storyworth.com/inmyheart and save $10 on your first purchase. That's Storyworth, Storyworth.com/inmyheart and save $10 on your first purchase. Does achieving a healthier relationship with food sound good to you? If so, I want to tell you about Noom. Noom is a psychology-based approach to getting on track with healthier eating and habits, because oftentimes, it's not the food but everything else that's making us snack or indulge. Noom supports each journey for its users with an empathetic approach and direction so we can learn to build sustainable habits and enjoy lasting results. Anyone who knows me knows I'm not a fan of diets, and Noom, it's nourishing instead of restrictive. They've published over 25 peer-reviewed scientific journal articles about their science. Noom uses an approach that allows them to enjoy a success rate of more than 80% of its users completing the program. Sign up for your trial today. Just go to Noom.com/inmyheart. That's Noom.com/inmyheart. And here's how it works. Noom asks for a commitment of just 10 minutes each day to teach you about your eating habits and check in on your progress. It's not about putting you in a box. It's about taking you out and understanding your triggers. More than 60% of Noom users lose body weight, and 60% of them are keeping the weight off. Look at what you eat, how you eat, and the pressures we face in between. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/inmyheart. That's Noom.com/inmyheart. You can get in touch and you can get in control. Now back to my show. Okay, what do we got next, Dad?
I'm moving on to the most delicious hot sauce sets from a model I know. Her name is Uba Hassan. She started a hot sauce set called Uba Hot, 3 degrees of hot. So there's mild, medium, and super hot, which, by the way, I like super hot. It's super hot, but it's, I don't want to scare people.
Right.
It's not hot that you can't eat it. But truthfully, she was inspired by her home country in Africa and uses some of those kind of flavors in here. What she also discovered when she's modeling and traveling, it's about healthy eating and how do you remain healthy, which is very hard to do.
Yeah.
So there are no preservatives in this. There's very little salt. And what turned me on to this is she said, Adam, grill a piece of chicken. Don't even put salt and pepper on the chicken and just put like a tablespoon of this on your chicken. And it elevated that meal to a point that I've got to say I was blown away. I did it on pasta the other night. I tried it on pasta. Fantastic.
I love these. What I loved about them the most was the size for that very reason. So we are a hot, hot, hot house. I mean, my husband,
yeah.
Yes, we love hot sauce. So the minute we opened this package, my son Jax was all about it. As a health coach and someone who's in the nutrition world, along with Uba, who was a model who had really had to watch keeping her weight down and stuff, accoutrements are the best thing for food. The spices that you put on your food, the things like hot sauce. Hot is good for our bodies. Our bodies love hot, to eat hot. It's really good for our circulation, a lot of good things. And what she did is she put it in these great jars. There's three different flavors. She named them after precious gemstones, which I love. So you got ruby yellow, tanzanite, emerald. And these are not just hot sauces just to shake on eggs only, or, you know what I mean, your burrito. This is for cooking. These are really an easy way to make a meal fast and quick. And I have to tell you, one of my favorite things around the holidays to gift is food items. And we're going to get into a couple others that are on the list that I think are great. But this is a time when we have people in our house a lot. You know what I mean? It's always good to try new things or have a fun, sweet treat to grab. So I just love these hot sauces.
They're 16 ounces each jar, and you refrigerate them after. You get three of them for $60, which I have to say is a pretty good price. And it's a
really good deal.
I give hot sauce to everyone. It's a great gift.
I love hot sauce.
I'm glad I sent them to you.
I got the most decadent English muffins like I think I've ever gotten in my life. Okay, we got to talk about this bakery, and we got to talk about these English muffins, because again, for me around the holidays, this is the perfect time. I mean, I felt like I was back. I was in London. I was traveling to London again. I felt like I was having breakfast literally in England. These are so gourmet and beautiful. These English muffins are jumbo in size. They come with beautiful jam, but I want to eat a turkey burger in between these two buns. I mean, you cannot go wrong with these muffins. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, they also have made it on the list. This is the third time they've been on Oprah's Favorite Things. They are from the Model Bakery out in Napa Valley. Rayanne, that works with me, was visiting Napa, and she happened to just go into this bakery, and she tried this English muffin. And it's like crunchy on the outside, but they're really fluffy. They're almost like a donut, but they're not sweet.
Yeah.
And she brings them back, and I go, these are unbelievable. We've got to speak to them about shipping. Do they ship? I send them to Oprah. This is the funny thing. You know, like, you and I are people who carry wallets in our bags, so to speak. Oprah carries these English muffins with her everywhere she goes. She sends them to everyone as a gift. We just love them so much. And this year, they did a gift set with their homemade strawberry preserves that they were making themselves, which are
incredible.
Great.
This is food. It's not just a breakfast food. These muffins, they are literally food. They're so gorgeously made. They're delicious. They're packaged beautifully.
A little bit of focaccia, a little bit of, you name it, it's in this English muffin. I fell over. I dare you to find a better English muffin.
You can.
In the world, you can't find a better one.
Post those up breakfast morning, and everybody is going to be Googling at you. The next that I wanted to talk about was the sweets from Tanya's Cookie Company. These pecan crisps, they come in their own jar from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. This was a woman who was working with her grandmother at her restaurant and wanted to experiment with different recipes that were gluten-free, but still as tasty. And so what she did was she took one of her grandmother's recipes, like a pie, but she made it like to go in a cookie, right?
Her pecan pie recipe that she made into a crunchy, thin cookie. I'm gluten-free by choice, not from, you know, any other reason other than I prefer to eat gluten-free. And sometimes you say gluten-free to people and they go, I'm not going to like it. I have one person here, and she shall remain nameless. Her name is Gail King. And when I say that, she goes, I'm not going to like it. I go, please just try one. She goes, oh my God, these are so good. And she keeps coming back to the jar for these cookies. We sent them out to Oprah. She's like, you know, I don't like sweets. I go, I know you don't really like sweets, but these aren't that sweet at all. She goes, all right, I'll try it. She goes, oh my God, these are so good.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable.
We were eating them last night as dessert for dinner. We had a big kale salad for dinner, and it had some walnuts and things in it. And Ella started to eat the cookie, and she had a little kale left on her plate, and she started to finish up her salad and eat the cookie. And she goes, Mom, these are so good together. Does it make me weird that I'm eating a kale with a cookie? And I'm like, no, because it's a pecan cookie. It really works with salads. So they're just a great little treat.
I was about to say, I would mix it with vanilla ice cream. I would crumble them on top of vanilla ice cream. And Ella does it with a kale salad. That's great. That's
hilarious. So amazing. How about a sweet treat, but with just 1 gram of good old natural sugar or less? Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars have a perfect balance of sweet and salty, a crunch from whole nuts and seeds, and they're soft and chewy in delicious flavors like sea salt, dark chocolate, caramel, peanut butter. Yum! Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars, they contain just 1 gram of sugar or less, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories. So they're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle, yes, but the perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better, cut back on sugar and refined carbs without sacrificing taste. They're the perfect snack, and they do for you what a snack should. You can enjoy Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars as a quick breakfast, while running errands, or after a workout. There's no wrong way to have a snack because these have clean ingredients, simple ingredients, no high intensity sweeteners, and definitely no aftertaste that is common with those low sugar items we're marketed. These are gluten-free, plant-based, and non-GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar alcohols, or artificial colors ever. Try Monk Pack for yourself and see. We have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and enter our code INMYHEART at checkout. Monk Pack is backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Just go to monkpack.com, that's MUNKPACK.com, and select any product. Then enter the code INMYHEART at checkout and you're going to save 20% off your first purchase. Monk Pack is delicious, nutritious snack food you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. I don't know about you guys, but cryptocurrency? Yikes! It always seems difficult and confusing even to start investing. It seems like there are so many barriers to just getting started, and then cryptocurrency? Well, on public.com, I got to learn a bit about it and without being intimidated. You can start there with small slices of shares and invest in what you believe with any amount. I loved the site because I could take a bit of money, and with downloading the app on my phone and a really easy sign in, I was picking any stocks. And also, I began my journey into cryptocurrency. Also on the site, it categorizes stocks, even listing women-owned or women CEO companies, which I love. I didn't feel lost ever. I love the built-in educational features that help me learn as I go. Now I'm having fun putting a little here and a little there as I'm getting more used to it. It's a great investment starter and great for those with more experience too. Public makes it easy to learn and invest and surrounds me with a community of others who are investing in stocks and ETFs as well as crypto. You can start investing with as little as $1 and get a free slice of stock for up to $50 when you join public.com today. Visit public.com/inmyheart to download the app and sign up. That's public.com/inmyheart. Valid for U.S. residents 18 and older, subject to account approval. See public.com/disclosures. Not investment advice. Now back to my show. One of the things I have to talk about is the newest thing from Oprah herself and the Life You Want Planner. Now, tell us about this. You talk and then I'll finish.
I have to say I'm very proud of this because Oprah and I worked on this together. We started 6 months ago in the team here at Hearst and Oprah Daily. This is more than a planner. I'm going to tell you Oprah's quote about this at the end of this. She said, if you work with this planner/journal, and that's really what it is, it's a planner/journal. So it does have like a month at a glance, which is perfectly fine to, you know, keep your calendar. But then when you work through that, you start at any month you want because it's undated, and each month is a focus. So I don't even want to say the word month. Let's talk about a focus. It all starts with intention. In Oprah's world and our world. And there are beautiful quotes there. And then you have these prompts that you start talking and thinking about, what is intention? What does integrity mean to me? Who is someone I admire for living their life with integrity? And then you work through all of these every week. So you'll start like your week one with asking some questions. And then at the end of the week, you answer some more questions like, how did my week go? And it's a very, very transformative journal And as Oprah said, even this will change your life. Working this journal will change your life, even if you do half of it, which I think is a very powerful quote. And I love that we did it undated, because you could start and stop whenever you want, because we're all on our path at different times. And sometimes we're really focused, and sometimes we actually have to take a pause and do some other things and come back to our path. And those planners and those journals that are dated sometimes give you anxiety. Mm-hmm. So this is not about anxiety, but it's just filled with wonderful prompts and quotes and photographs. Yes. It's just lush. And it's the kind of thing you could travel with, or it's the kind of thing you just leave on your kitchen counter or bedside and work through.
It's beautiful. And it gives it, it's like room to grow is what I love about it. So I'm one of those girls who, yes, I put everything in my iPhone and that sort of thing, but I still need a planner. I still need to write things down. But what I find, Adam, is in my date books is what they're called, I miss days because I start writing notes. And then I have to go to the next month, or my days don't even really work anyway. It's kind of, I look at it at a week. I kind of glance at a week, and it doesn't even matter what the month of the days are anymore, because I write all my notes over them. So what I love about this was living in an organized fashion, but making living well a daily practice. That's what I think is really cool. So it's not just looking at what you have to do that day, but it's using all of the information that Oprah has gathered over her years of interviewing some of the most amazing people, her own practice. And this intention journal is really a powerful tool to keep you thinking about yourself, your days, your time, your energy, what you're putting energy into. And let me tell you, it is bound in a beautiful linen cover, and it's got ribbons to mark your spots. It really will help you strengthen your areas of focus, as Oprah would say. And she believes that these are essential to creating a life filled with joy and filled with purpose. As Oprah says, living our best life.
I mean, look how beautiful it is.
It's really beautiful. And you guys did it at the perfect time, because I got to tell you, like, I think we need this more now than ever. I'm very excited about this Christmas. I am very excited about moving into the next calendar year and finding our new normals and finding our paces again and our balances again. And I feel like this holiday season is really important, because we're going to be able to celebrate with family and friends. People are going to start to be on the move again. We're going to start to organize our lives and really get ready and set for next year.
This is one quote in here I turn to, is true forgiveness is when you can say thank you for the experience.
Yes. Oh my God. I love that.
With you for a second. I'm crazy for this thing. I'm going to be giving this to everyone for Hanukkah, Christmas, you name it.
Yeah, exactly. It helps you set your vision, you know, for your life, for your intentions each week.
We have created, and we didn't go into it, but we have a community. We have a community of people who are like-minded. And as I said earlier, are at different stages, but we all have one thing that we want, which is really to live our best lives. Yeah. And that was always Oprah's intention, to create a manual, whether it was in the printed form, AKA a magazine, or now online, AKA Oprah Daily. But it is one place to house all things Oprah.
I want to just talk about a little bit of the tea, because I know there had to be some, because this is a process that Gail is highly involved in. And Oprah obviously is the queen of the decision making, and you're compiling all these things. Just give us a little bit of the tea this year of some of the things that maybe you and Gail liked and Oprah was like, no, or whatever it was.
Well, there's plenty of that, truthfully. I just like to remind us that it's called O, and it's not called G or A. It is called O. And we're always like, but Oprah, we like this. She's like, no. So I'm not going to tell you who didn't make it. But in general, you know, listen, this is my 21st year working together with these ladies. And I have a pretty good feeling, a sense of what they like. You know, once in a while, I'm a little surprised where I'm like, really? You like that or you don't like that? But it's a process, because we start in January. My team and myself, we really start in January. March is when we're really like sort of in the thick of it. We're sending stuff out to her this year again, because of how we're living. We couldn't do it in person. So we send things out to her house, and we do a lot of Zoom meetings. We do a lot of FaceTime meetings, and then we do our final selection. What really is great this year is that we surprised 3 small businesses with Oprah. We did Zoom surprises. So Gail and I like were Zooming with 3 businesses separately. And then Oprah popped up to tell them that they were a favorite thing and why she loved their stuff so much. Allison Felix, who is the most decorated runner in American history, who just won at the Olympics, designed a pair of sneakers that she ran and won a medal in. So we chose her as one of them, and Oprah surprised her. They had never met. That was great. There's a mother-daughter design team called Clara Sunwoo that makes a fabulous, they call it, liquid leather jacket, a nice fitted jacket that fits everybody from 0 up to, like, I believe even 3X. And Oprah's like, I love this jacket. It fits me and it fits you and the colors are great. So we did some surprises. So that is what makes it so favorite things and so special.
I was a part of this in my early career, you know, as a fashion designer. I got that phone call and it changed everything for me. So long ago, as a fashion designer, I invented a product that I was chosen. It was actually when Oprah still had her television show on TV. It was her last season. I was one of her last favorite things show. And it really is such an incredible machine that you guys put into play. I remember calling other business owners when I got chosen. Tell me what it did for you. Tell me what it was like. And the stories, they just keep coming. The positivity, the sites that crashed, you know, those sorts of things. And so Oprah continues to do that work, whether she's just sharing a great author with us or she's sharing a new young business that we need to know about. That's what she does. She's really, really good at sharing. And thank God that she has such good friends and such a strong team around her with you and Gail that we get to benefit from all of these amazing findings that you guys research, and we certainly appreciate it so much. But Adam, one of the most favorite things people love to hear about are not only Oprah's favorite things, but they're Adam Glassman's favorite things. You have been such a guiding light to us in so many ways and a resource. Tell us a little bit about what's turning you on these days and what's keeping Adam Glassman's wheels turning and cooking.
You know, I've gotten very introspective, which I always have been, to be quite frank, but I have gotten used to stillness, which we've all had for a year and a half. Quite frankly, I probably was built for a pandemic. No one likes it when I say that, because I was like, oh, you know, we were on this sort of habit trail where we were just running around and running around and running around, and you had to stop and you were forced to stop. And I just like that sense of stillness. And I also started really thinking, like, you don't need that much stuff. You want a few great things. You want things that make a difference, whether it is a beauty product, whether it is a piece of clothing, but you don't need to acquire a ton of stuff. So that was sort of my thinking in general. And speaking of sort of a beauty tool, I'm going to get with the stuff. But there is this company called Behr House, B-E-H-R, House, H-A-U-S, because I don't know how to say it other than that. But this is a great beauty tool, which I love a good beauty tool, that you always use to sort of every morning while I'm having coffee or tea, I use it on my face to help tighten and smooth and circulate the blood around your face and under your eyes.
I love that. Now, one of the things that I just learned about, because a friend of mine started a company and they have a new item out called Spoken Point, Adam, and it is a self-acupuncture. So they teach you the acupuncture points. And one of the things what Adam is doing is he's taking a tool and he's literally rubbing it along his jawline. You can grab it and you rub it on the top of your eyebrow. Do you know how much tension they say we store up here above the eyebrow, Adam? Huge amounts of tension.
Think about all these people that walk around looking angry. If you do this above your eyebrow and up there, you will look relaxed. You will no longer look like you're frowning all the time, even if you're not intending to do that.
Yes. And these tools, these little gadgets really work. They're helping circulation. They're helping all those things. And I love that you said about finding quiet. We're cut from the same cloth, I swear to God, Adam Glassman, because for someone who is like 100 million miles an hour, just like you, juggling all these things, the beauty that I was able to find out of COVID was really finding my space in quiet again. And it was something that I used to always say, I think actually it was a year ago we talked about it. I was like, I don't really know how to meditate, Adam. I'm not really that good at it. And I am so good at meditating now. I'm so good at finding a moment in a quiet space that is so
unbelievable. Stop you right there, Heather. And I know where you're going with this and I know what you mean. Take back, I am so good at meditating. It's there is no good or bad with meditating. Yeah. So yes. I want to stress that being a almost 30 year practitioner, which is a personal practice, because there are some days when, and we may associate as being good, where you've gone deep and all this kind of stuff. And there's some days you feel restless, but no matter what, it makes a difference in your life. That
you're right. And I really do suck at it. I'm not good at it at all, but I'm getting better. I'm right. So good at taking the time to meditate, whether I can actually.
That's it. Taking the time. And my meditation teacher years ago said, what you have to do is wake up 15 minutes earlier, because we all have these excuses. Like, I have no time. I can't get to the gym. I can't do this. You just have to wait. It's 15 minutes, people.
And I'll tell you, the best time to meditate I have found, and I've also heard this from a few gurus and some kind of meditation leaders that I've worked with, that the morning is really the right time. And it's a quiet time. And I have, you know, I have kids in my house and the dog and the husband and the whole nine yards. But what I do is I do what Adam just said. I set my alarm 15 minutes before everybody else gets up, and I keep my ear pods right next to my bed, my little ear things. And I turn my phone, I put the ear pods in, and I listen to a meditation for 15 minutes before I even put my feet on the ground. And that's why I've gotten good at finding the time to do it, because I set myself a routine. And now what I found with that, Adam, is when a meeting gets canceled during the day and the kids decide not to come home from school because they're going to watch the volleyball game or whatever, and I have this time on my hands that I didn't expect, I'm not lost and confused and full of anxiety. I really am so happy to have that time to do whatever it is I want to do, whether it's sit and look at the clouds roll by, whether it's throw a ball to my dog, whether it's catch up on some bills I needed to pay, whatever it is like I'm finding that time out can be a choice when you have time that you didn't know you had. Time out can be a choice.
For sure. And, you know, speaking of time, I feel as when one meditates, there feels like there's more time throughout the day because you have more clarity in your mind and how your day is organized. You don't feel as tight. You don't feel as tied up and crazy. So There is more time in the day if you just take the 15 or 20 minutes in the morning and or night or both if you can, but it just, the day feels longer.
Yeah, it really does. And the other thing that Adam said is something I really want you guys to think about. I did it after 3 weeks of the coronavirus. I cleaned out my closets. It was like one of my favorite first things to do. And the one thing I recognized was I didn't need 6 gray V-neck sweaters. You know what I mean? I needed my favorite one and then maybe a backup. And then what I had is all these beautiful sweaters to give away. I gave a lot of clothes to Goodwill. I gave a lot of clothes to charity. And there's a real need out there, guys. Don't think there isn't. There's a real need out there. So simplify our lives a little going into next year. Be charitable. Lean into small businesses. Lean into your neighborhoods and your communities. Enjoy some time out. Take your time. Practice that meditation and get out in front of the holidays. We're here to tell you it starts now. Don't sleep on it. Go to Oprah Daily. Adam will definitely be back again. I can't wait to have him back. Before I let you go, Adam, if our guests don't already follow you, please tell them where they can find you, where they can find all of these great opportunities for gifting and ideas to Oprah, and take it away.
Well, you can find me at The Real Adam Says on Instagram. That's where I am. Instagram mostly. No, I'm also on Twitter with that, but that's where you find me. And I actually find a lot of people through Instagram. They DM me and they find products that way. But all of our products and everything is housed on OprahDaily.com. It's a terrific website. We have a whole insider community that you can join and you can get special deals. You could have special sessions with Oprah and Gail. We did a big pajama party for insiders the other night. It's all there on Oprah Daily.
Yeah, join up. Don't miss it. And please check out Extra TV, because Adam is a special correspondent, so you can find him there as well. I love you so much, and I miss you, my friend. It is so nice to see your beautiful face and hear your calming, delicious voice of wisdom.
It's always a pleasure to spend time with a like-minded person. And that is what I've always been attracted to with you. From day one, when I met you out at a peer show, with your company at that time to where you are now, you have remained the same human being. And that is very telling.
Well, thank you for loving me, flaws and all.
It doesn't matter. And you know, you were raised well. So thank your family for that.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll take my podunk Copaic town and my upbringing any day. And I'll take all the bumps and bruises and I'll take all the mistakes. And just like Oprah said, I'll thank all the naysayers and I'll thank all those mistakes for making me, you know, be evolving into who I will be in this human journey. Adam, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. A lot of great ideas. Please come back with us again real soon. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. This is In My Heart. Be sure to follow Adam Glassman and follow me at I Am Heather T. And don't forget to subscribe and download wherever you stream your podcast. We'll be there. Join us next week for a new episode.